stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Oh, friend out there in Radio Land, the divine pleading of the Holy Spirit, it is not that the end times are coming, the end times are here, friend.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Thank you, Sister Sharon. But by the way, folks, I have Sister Sharon right here live with me tonight on this program, and she'd like to tell you about a prophetic dream that she has had just before the election.
God has always talked to me through my dreams, since I was a little girl. The other night I had one of those dreams. I don't remember the dream itself, but I do remember the message that came with it. People are going to become harder and waxed over. They are not going to hear anything we try to tell them about God because their hearts are going to become more hardened than any other time in history. But those whom God has chosen as his own are going to become softened, and the blinders are coming off their eyes and their ears will be opened.
Wow, that was quite a dream. Can you tell us just a little bit about one of those dreams, one of them you had when you were 7 years old?
Actually, I was 5, and God took me up to heaven. Me and my sister were in his hands, and he walked me through heaven and showed me the golden castles and golden brick walks, and the grass was silver, and it tinkled like brass chimes. It was just something I've remembered my whole life. It was so beautiful. The angels were singing in the background, and the sky was every color of the rainbow imaginable, all in one color. It was so beautiful, I can't explain it.
Well, there you go, folks. God speaks to his special ones even at age 5. Hallelujah. Amen. Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord, my friends. Get ready as I expose the false on this program tonight. Revelation chapter 7, verse 14, which reads like this. These are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And please know the I Am has sent Sharon and I unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here, so get right and get ready. This true truth, God-ordained program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. No matter what the amount, just like any true church, needs it to stay afloat. Amen and amen. Now, another last day's end times quick Bible study from the original King James Version. John chapter 12, verses 36 and 37. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of the light. These things spake Jesus and departed, as he hid himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Watchman comment, my dear listening friends, there is a dark time coming. That is almost here. It does not even matter who is in the White House, for Yahweh is in control of all things. But I also want you to know that how important it is to have the light within you, that you humbly and with all your heart and all your being believe in that light within you, that you may be a child of the light. Amen. Verse 36 of John 12 tells us that Jesus hid himself from them, and the reason why we find in verse 37 that they truly did not believe, therefore, they truly did not have the light. Therefore, Jesus hid himself from them. Jesus had done so many miracles in their presence, yet their eyes were blinded to those awesome miracles that should have convinced them. In verse 28, it says, a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. And in verse 30, Jesus explained why the voice came. This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. My dear listening friends, all things have happened for your sakes, that you might have the light and that you might become a child of light. These are the first days of the end times, and it is not a good time to reject the light, but to instead receive the light and become a child of the light. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? If you are not ready, will you get ready? In Matthew chapter 25, 5 virgins were ready, but 5 were not. And they hurried out to get ready. But by the time they returned and were ready, the bridegroom had already come and received the 5 ready, and the door was shut. Though the then ready virgins cried, we are ready, open the door. Jesus replied in Matthew 25, verses 12 and 13, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. The time is short, the day of Christ's return is at hand. Are you watching and ready? Enough said, get right, get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's be as ready as those five ready virgins were on tonight's program. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1-0.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
For yea, I call unto thee, the people of the earth, saith the Father God. I call unto you to hear my voice and to obey my commands. For I have come, and I have chosen those who are speaking to you. I have given them authority. I have given them wisdom to speak to you. Now reach out unto me before it is too late. Reach out unto me, for you have fallen. Yes, you have fallen, but I say unto you, speak. Speak to me that I might hear and you might be saved.
Speak forth, saith God. Yea, I say unto thee, watchman, stay on the wall. Yea, I say to you, keepers, stay at the gates. For I say, time is short. The end days is upon you, saith the Lord.
Brother Fox and I just spoke to you the true truth. Will you hear it? Now a true truth prophecy quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman from the original King James Version. Because, of course, on this program, as always, you get the true truth from God's Word, not the mere doctrines of men. Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 and 41. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Watchman comment, all true truth Christians, including this God-called and ordained watchman, will be received by other true truth Christians, and in doing so they receive the Lord himself. Why? It is very simple, because in Luke chapter 1, verse 41 tells us that John, while still in Elizabeth's womb, leaped for joy in the presence of Mary, in whose womb Jesus was also. John, even unborn, knew Jesus, who was yet also unborn. And likewise, we as true truth Christians should know joy as we meet each other with no need to have the connection explained to us, as the Holy Ghost fills us with that recognition. Amen. Verse 41 also teaches us more about the spiritual recognition process with the rewards that come through receiving a true truth. My. The prophet's reward is simply that. The prophet hears his master's voice and is allowed to speak what the voice says in prophecy to others, just like in our first quick Bible study as the program began. The righteous man's reward is similar. As a righteous man walks continually in the light, also feeling that same closeness of the presence of his Lord. I pray that that little quick Bible study has encouraged you to draw closer to Yahweh, and please know the ultimate reward is your salvation and the assurance you are heaven bound. Amen and amen. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. J.G. in Pennsylvania and Michael in Ohio both have in the Spirit of the Lord sent in their WOW, Walk on Water, love gifts, and I bless them for obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Because without those love offerings, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that's the true truth. Amen. Radio bills are in for November. One bill is $540, the other one is $120, not including website and podcast costs. Will you pray about helping to meet those needs? Much of my support comes from the East Coast, where Hurricane Sandy hit, and many people may not be able to give. It's slowing down even already, so I would ask of those who are listening who haven't given to please pick up the slack. I do not want to have to cancel a program as I did just recently, before Sandy. Father, bless J.G. and Michael and meet their every need. Bless them with healing, good health and warmth, Lord God. And also bless all the others who make each of your science program possible, Lord. You know who they are, Lord, and you know their every need. Bless them abundantly, Lord God. Amen and amen. And please, Lord, continue to bless all the listeners as you touch them tonight with your true truth and expose the false. Amen and amen. It's your program, Lord. It's not mine. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. What does the Obama re-election mean for the next 4 years in America? Here are seven dire consequences of Obama's re-election victory. Number one, a huge expansion of TSA and the surveillance state. Number two, expansion of secret arrests of American citizens. Number three, rapid expansion of GMOs. Monsanto and other biotech corporations have thrived under the Obama administration. Number four, increasingly more dictatorial government health care. Number five, immediate surge in sales of guns and ammo in anticipation of gun bans or government gun confiscation. Number six, accelerated erosion of the Bill of Rights and civil liberties. Number seven, stepped up attacks on veterans and preppers. Continuing. Watchman comment. Many have written and asked, what is Agenda 21? I am very sorry, but I do all that you hear and see on the web by myself, which leaves me little time for extensive letter writing, and I need to pay attention to sharing a little, don't you know? So I will give you all a short reply tonight so all Signs listeners can hear it. Agenda 21's origins. In 1992, then-President George H.W. Bush was one of the more than 100 heads of state present in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, for the United Nations' first-ever conference on environment and development. During the so-called Earth Summit, representatives from 178 governments signed on to Agenda 21, which is a 300-page, 40-chapter document. Agenda 21, most people do not know, is a direct and ever-increasing attack on private property rights, like smart meters being forced on homeowners. New appliances have smart chips in them, and these meters can be shut off at their source by unscrupulous power controllers if they think you are using too much electricity. It's another way of controlling things, and controlling you, by the way, and giving them the ability also to spy on you. Agenda 21 can be likened to a straitjacket slowly tightening around the American public. As local governments pass ordinances and laws aimed at putting new regulations and limitations into place. In other words, Agenda 21, simply put, will put you as an American in a 666 bondage to the powers that be, and it may be used to make Americans take the 666 mark of the beast or go without electric and heat. My. That, in a nutshell, in a very simple way, because that Agenda 21, as I said, is 300 pages and 40 chapters, I hope you understand. Continuing. Religious freedom was an issue in 2012 U.S. election. That the U.S. presidential election will affect religious freedom is something that Dr. Tom Farr says, who heads up the Religious Freedom Project at Georgetown University. He served under both Clinton and Bush administrations in the Religious Freedom's office. The Obama administration has undermined religious freedom in several instances, says Farr, including one case involving a Lutheran pastor. The Obama administration took officially the position that the First Amendment did not protect churches from deciding who their ministers should be. Watchman comment, that was a real shot across the bow. As far as I'm concerned for religious freedom, America will change faster now than it did in the Obama nation's first 4 years. And you do know, don't you, that a shot across the bow is a warning shot. 9-1-1 was a warning. Many other hurricanes were a warning. This last hurricane was a warning. And now this election is a warning. Continuing. Need an extra $10 million? All you have to do is find Bigfoot. Spike TV is offering the largest cash prize in television history for evidence that leads to the existence of Bigfoot once and for all. Sister Sharon's comment to me was this. Have they looked in the White House lately? Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. White House and mainstream media owes preppers a huge apology in aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. Are you a prepper? Do you stockpile food, water, and emergency supplies in case a crisis like Sandy arrives? If so, you have been slandered by the mainstream media and the White House, by the way, for years. Called a kook and a conspiracy theorist and slammed for your derogatory stockpiling of supplies. They call it derogatory, don't you know? Not protection. Now, the media owes preppers a massive apology in the wake of Superstorm Sandy and the thousands of people who listened to the media and the White House lies and were not prepared. Continuing. Widespread bankruptcy of Obama-backed green energy companies continues as state of economy worsens. As good as it might sound in theory, the pumping of billions of taxpayer dollars into green energy programs aimed at decreasing reliance on fossil fuels and foreign oil has not exactly led to the positive advancements in clean energy we were all told it would. According to a recent report, as many as 50 of the green energy companies that received massive loans from federal and state governments in recent years are now struggling to survive or have completely gone belly up. Watchman comment, solar panels connected to your own true deep cycle batteries, and I'm not talking about little bitty flashlight batteries, I'm talking about tractor trailer size batteries, are an excellent form of prepping, or preparedness if you will, for any person, and I highly recommend it. Continuing. Daniel chapter 2 verses 21 and 22. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth within him. Voting, my friends, is important. But let's be sure we know what we're voting for. In 1938, Kenneth Simmons, a Democratic mayor, wanted to prove a point. So he hauled a mule that he named Boston Curtis down to the courthouse and placed its hoof print on all documents necessary to run that political office. Although Boston Curtis never ran a political campaign, the citizens of Milton, Washington, voted for Boston Curtis, not realizing that they had actually voted for a mule. Simons wanted to demonstrate that voters often know not whom they support. I would say he proved his point, wouldn't you? My dear listening friends, the decision made in the 2012 election will affect the world for years to come. I hate to say that, but they may have elected one of those mules. However, more importantly, you should never lose sight of the fact that the Lord sets up and removes kings according to his perfect will and purpose. So because of the outcome of that 2012 election contest, and you know, don't you, that the donkey represents the Democrats, that's why I said mule, you need to be sure that the king of all kings sits on the throne of your heart, and that every outcome in this world is under Yahweh's sovereign will for your own good. If you are listening and you are not saved, don't you think it's time you just find a Bible, preferably a King James Version, and pray your heart out from Romans chapter 10 and verses 9, 10, and 11. That's pray your heart out from Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 11. Continuing. Claim Obama to target Netanyahu in second term. A senior Palestinian Authority negotiator has said that USA President Barack Hussein Obama will use his second term to target Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the main party to blame for the collapse of Mideast peace talks. The negotiator further claimed that Obama did quietly pledge to the Palestinians to renew UN Security Council Resolution 242, which calls for a Palestinian state to be established in the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and Jerusalem. Do I have to say I told you so? Watchman comment. Do you remember back a while when Obama thought his mic wasn't on when he was talking to Putin? And he said, just wait till after the election, I'll be able to do things then I can't do now. My, oh my, do I have to say I told you so? That's what he's doing. 666, the end days, is now here. It's not coming, it's here. Continuing. Just before Hurricane Sandy, Obama signed an executive order merging Homeland Security with the private sector to create a virtual dictatorship. While all eyes were on Hurricane Sandy in the days leading up to the storm's breach on the mainland of the Northeast, the White House was busy devising new ways to enslave Americans under the guise of protecting national security. On October 26, 2012, Barack Obama quietly signed an executive order establishing the so-called Homeland Security Partnership Council, a public-private partnership that basically merges the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, with the local governments and private sector for the implied purpose of giving the executive branch complete and limitless control over the American people. Watchmen comment, 666, the end times. They are no longer coming. They are here. Watchmen Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. So, if you appreciate this program and wouldn't miss it if it went off the air, your love gift, no matter how small, helps keep Signs on the Air. And it will help fill the gap for those who cannot give. As I said before at the beginning of the program, a lot of my support comes from the East Coast. And many of those folks may not be able to give for a while. How about you? Please pray about it. The radio bills are in for November. One bill is $540, and the other is $120. That's $660. That might not seem a lot to you, but it's a whole bunch to little old Brother Johnson, who lives on Social Security like some of you listening. But it does not include website and podcast costs even. Will you pray, as I said, about helping to meet all those needs? If the Lord is touching your heart, please respond by writing sign spelled SIGNS. That's Signs. Have you got your pen and paper out? P.O. Box 122. Town is Lyle. Spell that L-I-S-L-E. State is New York. Abbreviate that N-Y. Zip 13797. Leave your address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want to. But I promise I will not bug you for more. Just please know that I only ask for support on the air, and God has told me to do it that way. I truly thank you for writing and for your helping to keep Signs radio programs on the air. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Now a devotional to keep you informed, titled Being a Diamond in the Rough. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. My dear listening friends, you may not have heard of Auntie Cookie, but I guarantee you, you'll get to know her in glory. She arrived in Chicago way back in 1868 as a perfect stranger, but she immediately became involved in D.L. Moody's church when he was just 31 years old. She described him years later as a diamond in the rough and someone who needed the divine unction and power. During a camp meeting in 1871, she felt an intense burden to pray for Moody. So along with her friend Miss Hawkshurst, Auntie Cookie began praying for Mr. Moody that he'd be filled with the anointing power of the Holy Spirit. Well, Moody was unaware that he even needed it. Nevertheless, he asked the two ladies to meet with him every Friday afternoon, and they began to really earnestly pray for that Holy Ghost and power, anointing. Hallelujah. Moody's hunger increased for the power of the Spirit, and the Friday before the great Chicago fire, Mrs. Cook testified, Mr. Moody's agony was so great that he rolled on the floor, and in the midst of many tears and groans, cried out to God to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. It was shortly thereafter that Moody went to New York to raise funds for the rebuilding of the church that was destroyed in fire. While walking down Wall Street, Moody was hit with the power. In fact, Moody recalled how he cried out, "Hold, Lord, it is enough." Throughout his life, Moody reluctantly talked about the experience, but Moody testified how this was the turning point of his ministry. Moody stated, "I went to preaching again. The sermons were not any different. I did not present any new truths, and yet hundreds were converted. I would not now be placed back where I was before that blessed Holy Ghost experience if you should give me all the world," said Moody. The lasting legacy of D.L. Moody's ministry was connected to two ladies that you'll never read stories about. They'll probably never be preached about except maybe on this program, but whose own lasting legacy is counted in glory. Do you want to have a lasting legacy? My friends, become an intercessor. Let's spend time, my friends, intercessing for pastors, evangelists, and other spiritual leaders to have the fire of God upon them, the Holy Ghost and fire. I tell you the true truth, it would radically change them like it did D.L. Moody and it did me. Power only comes through prayer, and without any power, how are we going to change the world? And my dear listening friends, please do not forget Brother Johnson when you pray. I'll take another portion of it. Amen and amen. Pray for me, too, for the Holy Ghost and fire to fall. I certainly could use that extra dose of glory. Glory, hallelujah, amen. There are those who pray against me. Will you pray instead for me? Thank you, thank you, thank you. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Maranatha. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach altar call in a church service by Brother Carlos.
Good evening, fine listeners. This is Brother Carlos from Florida. Fine listeners, give your life over to Jesus. We are headed for a disastrous time, and we need to know who our Maker is and give our hearts and lives fully over to Him. Maranatha, brothers and sisters, and remember, Jesus is the only way.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you'll be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right. Get ready. Here's that address for you to write again one more time. A little faster, it's just so you can check what you wrote before. If you didn't write it down, try it now, but it's going to be faster. S-I-G-N-S-P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y 1-3-7-9-7.
Hello, this is Bill in Essexville, Michigan, listening to you at 9:26 p.m. Saturday and 4840, and you're coming in loud and clear. Thank you for the message. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Sounds like you're a pretty jovial person to me. Life is pretty short for some of these people who walk around with a straight face all the time and don't even know how to laugh, my friend. God bless you. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. I certainly would appreciate it so very, very much. If you'll just pick up your phone, I'll give you the number to call. Slow enough for you to dial as I say it. 1. Anybody listening tonight? Give me a call. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating a little faster. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in and being with me here on the radio tonight, keeping me company on the air. God bless you. Science Radio is the program that is preparing you for the last days, end times, and the return of Jesus Christ for His church. Amen. And as I said before, the last days are not coming, they're here. I also appreciate all who send their love gifts. That keeps this program on the air. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Science listeners are the best. They help get the true truth to the world here on Science Radio.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.